21-7, the Huskers lead it here at halftime. And as always, we're joined by James B. Milliken, the president of the University of Nebraska System. And JB, the legislature has gone home from the special session now and left the university as well as some other state agencies with a pretty big hole to fill. What will be the impact on the university?
Well, we're pleased that the legislature's gone home, and I know they're pleased that they've gone home also. But the governor and the legislature had a difficult challenge this year in the special session how to cut over $300 million in the state's budget to make the budget balance this year. We said from the outset at the university that we would be a part of this solution. We knew we had to be. We knew that all Nebraskans were tightening their belts. We also said, and I'm pleased that the governor and the legislature agrees with this, that education, including higher education, needs to be a priority for Nebraska if it's going to continue to be strong and competitive in the future. But we'll try to manage the best we can. We'll essentially have about $40 million cut out of our budget in this two-year period.
And what about tuition?
Well, there are two main sources of revenue that run what most people think of as the operations of the university, certainly the classroom teaching and the student services and those components. One thing we've said immediately is that we are not going to do a mid-year tuition increase. Many states have had to resort to that because of difficult budgets, including a number of our neighboring states, but we're not going to do that. We'll consider tuition during the normal course, which will be at the end of this academic year, to consider any changes for the next year.
JB, how will the university manage additional cuts to the budget?
Well, as always, we're approaching this challenge by focusing on what the priorities of the university are and where we need to make investments. What are those areas where we have very strong programs, where national and international leaders, programs that are important to the future of Nebraska? Right now, we have a great deal of momentum across all four of our campuses. Enrollment's very strong. We have the highest enrollment this year that we've had in over a dozen years. We've set new records in research funding. We have the highest ACT scores on average that we've ever had this year. So we're seeing a lot of talented students and faculty come to the universities, and that is going to be very helpful for the state of Nebraska in the long term. So we want to continue to maintain that momentum and continue to invest, even if it means that some things have to suffer. We want to continue to invest in those priorities.
Will the College Bound Nebraska program be affected?
No, not if I can help it. The College Bound Nebraska program, which is our guarantee to Nebraskans that if you meet our admissions requirements and you qualify under our income test, which is roughly $50,000 or below family income, then you'll pay no tuition at the University of Nebraska. We've expanded that program every year, and we look to continue to expand it. Right now, there are over 6,000 students across the university who are attending the University of Nebraska in part because of the college-bound Nebraska program.
And how does each campus set priorities in a situation like this?
Well, it's a good question, and a lot of priorities are set at the campus level, not at the system-wide level. We set overarching priorities. We have a strategic framework that the Board of Regents establishes that our campuses follow. But it's important to keep in mind that each campus is unique. It has its own mission. It plays an important and distinct role in Nebraska. For instance, the University of Nebraska Kearney is a predominantly a residential undergraduate-based campus that serves mostly students from Nebraska, but attracts more and more non-residents and international students, which helps in a number of ways, including with the budget. But their emphasis is largely on teaching and undergraduate education. UNO, on the other hand, is a metropolitan campus in the middle of our largest urban area. It has excellent academic programs, but also great relationships with the community, with the schools, with businesses in Omaha. The campus in Lincoln has had priorities for a number of years set on improving undergraduate education and research, and they've achieved some great successes there that have been key to success in the state in areas like agriculture and business and entrepreneurship. And finally, the medical center in Omaha is focused on medical research and education and patient care. But Nebraskans depend on the medical center to train the next generation of health care professionals.
Can the university help the state get out of this fiscal crisis?
Well, I don't know if it's so much get out of this fiscal crisis as help the state to weather future fiscal crises and to position the state of Nebraska to be as competitive as it can be in a 21st century knowledge-based economy. We believe that the university can help attract more talent to Nebraska, can help attract high-paying, high-quality jobs in Nebraska. This is the whole philosophy behind the development of the Innovation Campus and other initiatives. We can do that by offering a great education that will prepare our students for the workplace, the kind of jobs that will be in demand in the next couple of decades. We do it by conducting research that creates new knowledge and new companies and new jobs.
We know that a strong university will help Nebraska succeed. Thanks, JB, and thanks for being with us here at Halftime.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
JB Milliken, president of the University of Nebraska System. Again, a great insight by JB and what is happening on the campuses around the country, or on the state, that is. 21-7, Nebraska leads it right now.